my family. This is the first congregation, actually. I preached at Central some, but once I went through preaching school and got out, this is the first one I was preaching at. So I know the people here know me as a kid and through my many faults and shortcomings and my immaturity and things like that. As sometimes the young preachers who go out, I know I definitely fit that description among those. So I hope that, as Brother Rawson said, I hope I've grown a lot over the years. I've had a lot of growth to do.
Yeah, you're doing it.
Thank you. As we were speaking about the idea of renewing our spiritual way of life, and we think about renewing that life in many ways. You know, to me, it's the idea of family. And I have a young family, obviously. And everybody in here, I'm sure, have got a lot more years of experience and living spiritually and study of God's Word and raise a family, most of you, than I do. So more years and experience in that. So I would benefit from your knowledge in that, but I'll tell you from a biblical perspective, maybe the little experience that I have, I'll be able to at least maybe engage in some thoughts this evening. Because I think about spiritual focus and renewing our spiritual way of life and just everything along that line. To me, it really all lines up with one thing and all goes back to one thing, and that is simply our focus. Because if your focus is on God, then everything is going to line up with that. Not that it's overnight you become a Christian and then all of a sudden, hey, everything's lined up. I'm the perfect dad. I'm the perfect, you know, mother. I'm the perfect Christian. I'm the perfect father, mother, child. That's not the way it is, is it? We know that full well. But it will line up over time if we work at it. And we never give up. We continue to study. We continue to grow. When the world beats away at us and pounds at us like that rock on the shore of the ocean, as those waves just pound against us, we stand firm. As the world beats against us, then we'll grow and we'll come through. God does promise that to us. Now, I thought about renewing something, and I thought about always liked old cars. I thought about restoring a classic car, and when you renew it, you restore it to its original form, right? That's what people do that restore these old cars. They want it to look just like it did, if possible, as it did when it rolled out on that sales floor back in maybe 65, maybe like a 65 Camaro or something like that. Think about that, that idea of renewing or regaining our focus. And I think about maybe, I don't know, this may show my age. I don't know how much subscriptions and things there are these days. But I remember at least magazine subscriptions. I guess maybe everything's online now. Maybe it's the same way. But anyway, you have the magazine subscription, and when you let it lapse, you don't have it anymore. But when you renew it, you begin receiving that again, just like you did before. But when you mess up and miss your payment or whatever reason it is, maybe you just decide to put it aside for now. You stop receiving it. So you go and make that right, you make necessary phone calls, send checks in, whatever, to get that back online. And then you're renewed to that. And God offers us that opportunity that when we lose focus, and, you know, how often does God, or does Satan, rather, tempt us to lose our focus? How often does he kind of chip away at that with you? I know with me, it's every day. It's every single day that he, sometimes I don't even realize it. It's nice when you do, but the times when you don't realize that he's trying to distract you, and that he finally does distract you, sometimes it's too late to put your life back on the rails exactly as it was before. So that's part of our purpose for something like this, isn't it? To realign before our life, Satan derails us too far. But either way, God accepts us. He accepts us back as long as we'll come to him, as long as we repent, we renew, we restore. I think about Jerusalem as X-ray many times, Book of Judges, the brother in Corinth that was in adultery, he was restored by the time we get to 2 Corinthians. And I think about that focus and how that our country, the world, as far as I know, is in dire need of restoring and renewing that family, that spiritual focus in the family. We've got to have it, because it's gone, long gone. People don't even know what they're supposed to be anymore as parents. They think life still revolves around them. It doesn't, though, does it? I found that out when we had our first child. Attention went from me and Heather to grandkids. And so the arms are open not for you when you come to visit anymore first. They're still open to you, but you're not first anymore. It's down here, you know. Those open arms down low to the ground for those kids. Satan has done his job well, because he's convinced us that everything is about me and still about me. And kids, people don't leave that anymore. They don't do like people used to do. And take their attention from themselves, they get it as kids, and give that to their own children when they have them. How about even to their own spouse? You know, there's a lot mentioned. If you turn to Ephesians with me for just a moment, Ephesians chapter 5, you know, he starts out 5 and he says, be therefore followers of God as dear children. Dear to whom? To God. We're his dear children. And he writes a lot in Scripture trying to get his dear children to avoid the death and destruction that comes through this world and through Satan's devices. But he calls us that, and he says, be followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us, and he reminds us that he sacrificed himself for us. He became a sacrifice. You skip on down. I wish we had time to read it all. I know you do too, but we don't. Skip on down to about verse 20, giving thanks, as he's talked about speaking to ourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. He says, giving thanks, verse 20, always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I think that's one of the first places we go wrong. We forget where the thanks is due. I think a lot of time it's due to me, and I'm talking to me personally. I'm not just talking to the generations today. I'm thinking about myself. And that's where I go wrong. When I think that, yeah, Davy Russell did this. Davy Russell provided for his family. Really? In view of Matthew chapter 6, I provided for my family? Or is it God that says he'll provide the necessities if we'll see first the kingdom and be single of focus, single of mind? If we'll lay up our treasure in heaven rather than on earth, he's talking about our desire. He's talking about what we spend our time focusing on. What do you seek out in life? What do I? Is it money? Is it myself? The things that gratify me? Again, if I give in to that woman who's trying to tempt me, or ladies, to the man that's trying to tempt you, it's really about me, or it's about you, isn't it? What I want. I don't think about maybe my wife at home and how hurt she's going to be by a betrayal like that. I don't think about what gambling not only does to family and myself and things like that. Of course, I think about myself. I just think about wanting to do it if I get caught up in that. But I have to also think about it grieving God and all these things. That's why he writes to us and reminds us that we're dear children and to avoid these things. So he says, verse 21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. You know, that's easier said than done too, isn't it? Which is why he wrote it. You continue to read it, I think. Study and dwell on it. Be reminded of it. To submit yourself to anybody. Is that an easy thing to do? Do you like anybody telling you what to do? And if I follow what God says to do, it's what that's going to do. That's going to align, or, as we're talking about this evening, realign me spiritually. With myself, with my God, with my home, every relationship that I have in life is going to realign me to where I'm supposed to be. Every single one. But it's so hard to let somebody else have the reins of my life, isn't it? I know it is for me. Maybe I'm just preaching myself this evening. I don't think so, though. That's the hard thing in life. So he says, he's talking about submitting to one another in the fear of God. Wives, he says, submit yourself unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. You know why? Because the husband's the head of the wife, he says in the next verse. Even as Christ is the head of the church. Is this in some tyrannical way? Is he a tyrant? Is he a dictator in the home? I don't think so. I think when decisions are made, if the husbands are wise, it's with the wife. But there have been roles that we've been placed in by God. The husband is the spokesman for the home. And I think of Joshua 24:15 and other passages, as we all do, I think of that. But the woman is to submit herself, which is, I think, a harder role. And he says, verse 24, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, there's a challenge for us husbands. You have a wife? Tell me this isn't a challenge issue to us. Let's read it again. Husbands, love your wives, even how? How am I to love my wife? To what level? To what extent? Even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. There's a lot said in that just few words, and it gave himself for it. Because our minds go back, we've studied the beating and the torture and the crown of thorns and the robe being stripped off of him, ripped off of him, his back being shredded till his organs showed through, and suffocating on the cross as he pulled up for Gold's grave. You know, all those things that we study about all the time. But it simply says that we're to love our wives even as Christ loved the church so much that he did all that for it. Now that's love. We read also, as we close, and I don't have time to read it, but Ephesians 6:1-4 and Colossians 3:21 talks about provoking not our children for wrath. And we haven't said much about the children, but all in all, I guess the thing to remember, isn't it, is to allow God to rule my life, to focus on him, and he'll set me right spiritually. Everything else will take care of itself.